Good evening.
Good evening.
I think you're driving.
I am.
Okay. You're the first to arrive.
Okay. I'm almost home.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
We're having Brandy's driving, so that's what all that noise is.
I'm fixing to mute. I'm home.
Okay. So we're about to start. Tonight we are studying the Sulam commentary from the Zohar, from Parashat Vayera, sectional 21, and we'll start with Pasuk 287. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkin Te Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodunei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodunehu. Wata bet ishto me'acharav, me'acharecha, Mi ba'eleya ela mi batar, shekintal rabbi osei amar. Mi batreya delot dimcha bila, azil ve'at avatreya. Uki avatreya azil ve'ha hushadar. Leya ela bekol atar de hawa azil lot it akav mechabela Mithabalia Wakala Tardia Zil Tivar Vishavik Liahoreya Hawa Mithapech Lai Mit Mithabala. The translation. Of the verse, but his wife looked back from behind him. He asked, why is it written from behind him rather than from behind her? Namely, behind the Shekhinah. And Rabbi Yossi replies, from behind him means from behind Lot, as the angel of destruction went behind him. And he asked, how could the angel of destruction have followed behind him after sending him away? And he replies, the angel of destruction refrained from destroying any place where Lot went. But the angel of destruction overthrew the place from which he had departed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess he didn't want Lot being caught up in the path of the angel. Hello?
Well, the language is the angel sent Lot ahead of him.
Right.
And he told him to hurry up and get to the place that Lot said he wanted to go. And the angel had agreed to not destroy that place.
Mm-hmm.
But then his wife looked backwards, and that's what the discussion is in this verse.
Okay.
The language that's being used in the verse of describing the wife looking backwards.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
In other words, the image is that the wife turned around and so she became a pillar of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But the words are he looked behind him or she looked behind him. And it does make sense, the pronoun she, in that context. And that's what the verse is really asking.
So what does that mean?
Well, we'll have to find out in the next verse or
okay.
two. But essentially, the real question is, the angel sent Lot ahead and said, go to this city. I think it starts with a Z. And then the wife looks behind him. But in order for the wife to look behind Lot, who would be the him, it's convoluted. It doesn't really make sense. And that's what's really being questioned. So let's go ahead to the next verse and see if we can learn anything.
All right.
Verse 288. Ugin kach amar leya al tabet acharecha tehana achabel batrach bial da ketiv betavash ishto veacharayel rav vechamat vechabela Sheinu Tzmihi Nitziv Melach Teha Bekol Zimna Dim Chayam Bela Lachamei Anpo Devarnash Lamatcha Beil Leyakiwan Tiat Teya Ahadrat Anpaha Beistakala Albatreya Miad Batrhim Netziv Mela. The translation: this is why the angel of destruction said to him, "Look not behind you, because everything behind you I will destroy." Therefore it is written, but his wife looked from behind him and saw the angel of destruction. As a result, she became a pillar of salt. As long as the angel of destruction does not see a person's face, he does not destroy them.
That's kind of what I was getting at. I mean, because that happened in Egypt when the first, you know, the death of the firstborn.
Right.
You had to be hidden behind a door, you know, hidden, concealed. And I kind of was basing my comment on what happened in Egypt, on Goshen.
Well, the answer is here. She turned back. She looked back. And by so doing, she looked into the face of the angel of destruction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And by looking into that face, she gives him permission to hurt her. And so he turned her into a pillar of salt. That's the end of the section, so we really didn't get a lot of information about what her motivation for turning backwards is.
Right, right. Could be many things that we think of.
Correct.
You know, I think there's a midrash, or I heard it somewhere, that not all of Lot's daughters went with the family, that some of them stayed.
That's correct.
And that she turned back, the mother turned back to have one more look for her daughters.
That is a midrash that says that. That's correct.
So that might be one of the reasons that she turned back.
It might very well be.
And maybe she just didn't believe that they were going to destroy the city, you know. She didn't want to believe that, I guess. Or she's looking at physicality instead of spirit. Huh?
She might have thought she had time to think. Quick look back and not.
Yeah. You know, always when we're moving from one place to another, I think it's human nature to kind of look back, one more look. You know,
right.
You're never going to see it again, you know.
And sometimes that's true, and sometimes that not is not. But in her case, it was, she wasn't going to see it again.
And that's really difficult for a mother.
Yeah,
but we
when
also
leave your children, yeah, it's difficult.
I believe we also mentioned that it was her destiny to do that, because then the two daughters would not have
the daughters could participate in the incest, and that wouldn't have happened if she was there.
Right. And we wouldn't have had the line of
the Mashiach.
Mashiach, yeah. And that's, you know, that was hard for me to understand, but I'm kind of somewhat getting to the a conclusion, somewhat, as to where out of the depths of darkness comes light,
right.
great light. So if I can remember that, you know, it's not so hard to understand some of these spiritual genealogy, you know?
Yes. It's really important to you know, look at every letter and word and see the differences in what you expect to hear or see.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's past tense and sometimes it's future tense. Sometimes it's spiritual sense. It's these differences in the Torah may become very significant.
Right. So, okay, I gotta go real quick. Sorry.
All right. Well, I was about to say that we're over anyway because it's only the two verses in this section. So, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom, Brandy.
Shalom.
Shalom.